fourth dimension for you.
Why the liver? I started drinking alcohol when I was 15. One day I looked down and saw my stomach hanging to the right, as if it were attached to my liver. In retrospect, I can understand that they were unprocessed emotions, love, that could not go through the stomach. At the age of 25, I saw the sudden memories being sealed off, encapsulated in the mind. The chemical balance of the liver changes according to circumstances. In obese patients and with excessive alcohol use, and then it gets bigger. I was wondering if it also responds to mind pain. The liver hides the suffering in the mind, and from there it gets symptoms. The symptoms get a common approach and are diagnosed to mental illness. 50% of my mental illness was caused by the trauma, and the other 50 were where it was located in the mind. I had thought that stopping drinking alcohol would make the liver smaller. Studies show that mental illness resides in the same place in the brain. The effect that alcohol has on the liver, and therefore in the mind, I saw in symbolism as the number 5. In the long period of detoxing and mental illness, surely there must be representation somewhere in the body. If you see the ends of the liver as two poles, then I had the idea that the trauma was situated on the unreachable. The liver became smaller and the poles come into contact with each other, so that you can now share it with the outside world. The bandwidth of manic and depressive is too wide. Perhaps making the liver smaller also makes these extremes closer together, so that it is no longer suffering. Peaks too high and valleys too deep. For a time, fearing to process the past, I held up a self-proclaimed identity. I found that a disciplined lifestyle, total abstinence, and detoxification of the liver no longer allowed me to maintain this self-declaration. I've seen it before, and I think clinical psychology should focus on the individual and let go of community. That would fit well with the transition from the age of the Pisces to that of the Aquarius. I believe that biopsychiatry should be given an important place in the whole.